Morgan Freeman here to inspire you to keep your New Year's resolution to stay sober. Now it's been 3 weeks, and it shows. You've started leering at Michelob empties in the gutter. You offered the bartender a buck to lick the spill mat. Your nostrils flare at the stench of hooch wafting from the hobo collapsed next to you at the bus stop. At night, that half-empty bottle of expired NyQuil calls from your medicine cabinet, "Drink me, you lush. Drink me like the heavenly nectar I am." Well, that's about it. Hopefully, I inspired you to keep your sobriety. Or maybe you're chugging a triple margarita with extra salt as I speak.
There you are.
What do I care? I'm Morgan Freeman, and my voice is like smooth cognac.
Wow.
So stay sober, you alcoholic bum.
Morgan Freeman, Morgan Freeman, Morgan Freeman. And good evening. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810. And enough with dryuary. Enough already, 3 weeks in, I would say. Have several
for me.
Have
you even heard of this?
Yes.
Dryuary, people are calling it.
Sean Jordan is my guest, and he's here to do Sketchfest. He's a comedian and extraordinaire, and we're going to chat to him. Good evening, and thank you for joining us.
I appreciate it. Thank you for the extraordinaire.
Yep, so you're not doing the dryuary thing.
I've never heard that word in my life.
Yeah.
Oh, is that don't drink?
Yeah. But
I should have figured that out from Morgan.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, it's a thing, but
no, definitely not doing it.
Don't do it.
Yeah, I'm like, who does that? Why would you give it up, and why January?
Well,
like,
it's a New Year's resolution thing. Right.
Yeah, but the resolve isn't there to continue to do it. It's just to do it for as much of January as they can possibly hack. And of all months, that's when you really need to drink, you know?
Yes,
the weather isn't great.
I would say. Well, I think the point is if you can get through 1 month, you know, you can set a habit by the time you hit 28, 30 days.
You have control of yourself. Like, I have a lot of friends that do it, and they're like, so they can feel in control of themselves. But
really?
Then they just go bananas the next month.
Exactly.
to prove that they can if they have to.
And they forget that, you know, if you are an alcoholic, then you know the reasoning behind this, because if you drink like this jug of bottle of water, it's niched in the back of your brain that when you start drinking again, your brain, goes exactly to that starting point once again. In other words, if you drank a whole bottle, that's what you go back to as soon as you start again.
Now so I feel bad how much I'm going to drink tonight, because I guarantee
you. And now
I will.
You know, Sean.
I'll be thinking about that at like 1 a.m. tonight.
I love this. So you have been all over the place. You were born in Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
I was born technically in Rapid City, South Dakota.
What?
Which is where Mount Rushmore is-ish.
Oh.
And then we moved to Sioux Falls when I was 6 months old.
That's a great trivia question, because I was talking to you because we were talking before the break here, and nobody knows where the Dakotas are. If you point it on a map, a lot of people are confused. North Dakota, South Dakota, it's just the Dakotas.
People always say North Dakota. When I tell someone where I'm from, I'm from South Dakota, 10 minutes later they're like, and you're from North Dakota, right? Always get it wrong. They always get it wrong.
And most Americans don't know where the Grand Canyon is, and you know, it's Arizona, but I have to tell you, you would have busted me on Rushmore.
I would have?
Yes.
See, that upsets me so much.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
Yeah. I don't know which Dakota I would have picked.
But you knew Dakota.
I did know Dakota.
Okay.
But I wouldn't know north to south. I mean, obviously, I know where it is. But so then you moved from the Midwest, and I spent so many years in Chicago and around that area. And so did Heather, born in Iowa, and here you are in San Francisco, but you lived in Portland for a long time?
I've been there for 6 years, about, moved there from Sioux Falls, and I love it. I love San Francisco. I'm just happy. I like everything. But yeah, I really like San Francisco.
I love it too. So you got your hoodie, and you were saying you're a skateboarder.
I had to go with all my stuff. I got here at 6 yesterday, had to go straight from the airport to the show, and I really looked like a homeless street. Like, I had just had a skateboard, a huge backpack, and I was sweating, and I just got in. I was like, I'm sorry, I'm not normally like this.
Over the Justin Herman Plaza.
Yeah, I did. I got off the plane.
You're that guy.
I wolfed down some Subway because I was eating it, and I'm like, I can't just sit here and eat Subway like a lunatic. So I just shoved it down way too quick. I went skating for a little bit before the show because I had like 20 minutes. So I got there. I was all sweaty.
Well, cred to you,
lifestyle you're leading.
It was fun. It was fun. But yeah, it's very little kid. It's not what a 34-year-old should be doing.
I know. I was just thinking, you know, and but you know you're breaking the rules, and then all of this is going to be shut down for Super Bowl City, which starts tomorrow.
I just figured out what
causing havoc here in the
50
city
means.
Yeah.
I just figured that out.
Oh, you did?
What is it? SB50 that you keep seeing everywhere. You're like, what the hell is that?
What do you mean it shuts the city down tomorrow? What happens?
Well, if you're a commuter, good luck trying to get in. The city's telling you to take mass transit, mm-hmm. bike or walk, mm-hmm. or have a friend drop you off.
Because they're closing all of that area down, like you mentioned, you know, where Jostein Hermann Plaza is, mm-hmm. for about, I don't know,
five to seven
city blocks so that they can install all these outdoor parties and things that.
I get it.
No one can afford to get into.
I guess the Super Bowl is in like 2 weeks, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
Crazy.
It's coming, and there's no stopping it. So you have a girlfriend?
I do.
How's your love life? I mean, that's always a good go-to thing.
It's okay.
It's okay.
I think for her, it's okay. For me, it's great. But yeah, I imagine she's just on the okay part of it. And
I'm
fine with that. She's way better than I am. Well, and it's not a joke. She just is.
Well, now, in your 30s, I would think she would want a commitment at some point because,
You're diving deep.
You hit the 3-0.
Yeah. She's not, so I'm moving to Los Angeles in a couple months, and she's not too jazzed about that.
Really?
We'll see how it goes. Well,
this is Portland girlfriend, right?
This is Portland.
Not Sioux Falls.
This is a Portland. No.
Oh.
No, I haven't had a Sioux Falls girlfriend for quite some time. I left it up to her if she wants to do a long distance thing. So we'll see. I don't know. Whatever. I'll just make me focus on comedy more if I don't have to worry about girls in Los Angeles.
Wow. You'll have to worry about girls in Los Angeles.
Yes, I was just going to say that. This is where the end of the story hits when you hit 33. I don't know. It's just kind of a life-changing situation.
Yeah, I don't know how I'll handle it. I'm still terrified of Los Angeles. I would like to live here or Portland or somewhere for the rest of my life. It sucks that you have to make LA, that you have to go there.
Well, you should stop in SF for a bit. So many comics have before making that LA leap. I don't know if you can do it all at once. This is a good midway point for you.
It's kind of lateral. I mean, I'll stop here for like a week, but you know, it'd be weird to move here and then just start in a whole new city and then go to LA.
And then you're going to get a sitcom, that whole thing?
That's the deal. That's the plan. I don't know. I just want to tell jokes and skateboard. So whatever lets me do that. Like I've been doing for the last 6 years, I'm fine with.
Well, this is a better skateboard town, I would think.
This is the skateboard town.
This is
Except it's hard because it's so hilly. But
that's a good thing.
There's more history here.
Yeah.
Yes.
Have you done the hills?
No.
I see it all
terrifying.
The time. Last night
Only
I was leaving
down.
Work. I hear this, and this kid just comes flying around a corner down Broadway onto Battery.
I'm so envious.
It's terrifying.
I am so envious. So she's staying behind. I mean, and you were in Portland forever. Mm-hmm. She probably doesn't want to leave Portland for, you know, with the beer. The beer
no,
is so good.
No, she doesn't
in
drink. Oh, she doesn't drink.
Oh, really?
Which is crazy because I drink.
Oh, you are a drinker.
Well, enough.
Well, I would think so. You should be into the whole craft beer thing.
I'm not really. I just I fall more on the alcoholic side. I drink because I like being drunk, not because I enjoy a beer or two.
I don't like the taste of it, but I like the feeling.
I like, and it's funny when people hear that and they're like, well, that's crazy. I go, what do you, it's not. I mean, it's true. I like being drunk. It's fun.
Well, you need to be lubricated before you go on stage.
I don't. I don't ever drink before I go up.
No. So you go up totally sober.
Mm-hmm.
And what about the crowds? I mean, you know, when you go to Los Angeles, do you find it different if they're drunk? Do you have a difficult time if they're drunk or versus stoned? I mean, some comedians don't like the whole stone factor. It's like a 3-minute delay.
I work. There's a comedian named Doug Benson that takes me out quite a bit and with him on the road. And those crowds are the highest people I've ever seen in my life. And they're fantastic. They're amazing. All of them. Because they're just so calm. Like if people are drunk, they get really yelly and confrontational and heckly. Which is fine. I can handle it. It's fine. And also, people can be drunk and enjoy the show. Whatever.
And you're doing Sketchfest before we take the break here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, where are you playing at?
I have a show tonight at Doc's Lab, show tomorrow night at the Punchline, I think, or Piano Fight tomorrow night, and then the Punchline next Wednesday.
Oh, Piano Fight.
Oh, great.
We'll
okay, you're in town for a while. All right, great.
All right, Sean Jordan is our guest, and we'll continue our conversation in just a minute on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
Talk radio to feed your brain. The Drex Radio Show, weeknights at 7 on KGOA 10.
Get ready to play the Peyton Manning drinking game. Every time he says Omaha,
Omaha!
Take a drink.
Every time he exposes his huge red forehead,
chug a drink.
Throws a touchdown pass,
take a shot.
Breaks a record,
take a shot.
Appears in a commercial,
take a shot.
Wins the game,
order Papa John's pizza.
The Peyton Manning drinking game.
Make sure you have plenty of booze in the house, and if you're going to do this anywhere else, you better have a ride or bring your pillow. Oh, and go ahead and call in sick for Monday now.
Omaha!
Oh, my God. Nationwide is on your side. Oh, it's a good reason to be hammered. I mean, it really is. You should play the Peyton Manning drinking game this weekend if you're watching the Denver versus New England game. Yeah, I mean, every stop set. Nationwide is on your side. Oh,
I don't
my
know
God.
This.
Painful.
I think he's funny. I think he's a funny dude.
But he's on everything, and they run it every set. You know, uh-huh. you got to wonder what the other dudes are thinking.
They're probably bummed. They're not getting all the money,
right?
And they're not famous. Like Peyton Manning is famous. Can't walk around. You know, they're like, that's Peyton Manning.
Well, so it would be classic. Yeah. Peyton Manning versus Tom Brady. Is that the way you want it to be here?
Sure.
In Super Bowl City.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't mind it. I mean, I'm more of a basketball guy than football, so I don't know. Not too invested either way.
Sean Jordan is our guest. He's here for Sketchfest. He's a comedian. He's moving to Los Angeles. And before the break, we were talking about the piano fight. What the hell is that?
It's a venue. It's the name of a venue, I guess. But they have like a piano jazz kind of ensemble playing the whole time. It's loud.
Wow.
But it was really fun. Like, it's right. It's in a really gnarly part of town from what I gathered last night. There was some choice characters walking around. Like, I was standing outside and I turned around and this girl was on me, like just on my back, and barely had clothes on, and she just like an inch from my face. I was really like, whoa, what's up? It wasn't scary because there was, you know, 30-40 people out there from the festival, but it was just
she chose you though.
She did. Right. I was honored.
Yeah, right on. I mean, yeah, what
did
more
she
could
say
ask for? Yeah,
do you need a friend or something?
She's
like that,
she's like, your eyes are so blue, can I have some money? And I was like, no.
Sean's a good looking guy.
They are. And no, you can't.
Well, tonight you might have a dude, you know, San Francisco, jump on your back.
Sure.
Yeah, why
yeah.
not?
Yeah, where you were, go a few blocks south. That'll be good. That'll right. be good for you. Trust me on this.
We were talking about the stone versus drunk crowd, and you know, all things heckling come up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how do you deal with that?
I'm always pretty good with it. I'm just nice. Like, if people heckle for the most part, they don't want to be mean. They just, you know, they want to be part of the show most of the time. Some people just suck, but most of the time, they just want to be cool, and you're like, hey, be quiet. That's, you know, come on, be quiet. Let me do it.
I'm getting paid, not you.
They're fine. Yeah.
Well, that's interesting because some comedians, you know, look forward to it, and then, as you said, others want to trounce it immediately. And you know, Bill Maher comes to mind because I've seen him. I'm a fan, and I've seen him so many times. Mm-hmm. But, boy, you don't heckle that dude.
No.
Because he doesn't like it at all.
He's talking about a lot deeper stuff than
I know.
I think I am, too. But it's also a respect thing. I get it. But if somebody's rude and they're doing it, then yeah, I'll be mean. But most of the time, it's like the whole point of this is fun. So have fun. If someone says something to me, I'll just say, hey, all right, what? And then address it and move on.
Because you're a nice guy from South Dakota.
Yeah, I'm a little
hayseed.
So you
never felt like just beating somebody up?
Wide-eyed hayseed. I got in one fight.
I love your overalls.
They're so cool. They look good on me. They're made of corn. Stitched together. Maize. I got in one fight and I lost. In my whole life, I've been in scrapes here and there, but I won legit fight and I lost. So no, I don't ever want to beat anybody up.
Oh,
I don't want to be 0-2.
Where your dad said, "How does the other guy look?"
Oh yeah, did yeah he
Sorry.
Did. He really no, he did. He I walked in and he asked what the other guy looked like before he even asked if I was okay, and I was not okay.
You know,
I wasn't okay.
Dad, I'm bleeding.
Seriously, I was bleeding. Aww. I was like, he looks better than I do.
Isn't
unfortunately.
That isn't that crazy? I mean, it's the obligatory, you know, man up kind of thing when you're growing up. If you're a boy, and you know, my dad was a Marine Corps sergeant, so I mean, you know, it was instilled in me the same thing. But it didn't work out that way.
My dad
had a different plan.
My dad wasn't around for a good chunk of my figuring out what kind of a person I was going to become part of my life.
Right.
So from like 6 months to 13, he was gone. So I kind of figured out I was going to be nice and calm. You know, if he would have been around, I would have been mean. I would have been different. I would have been a lot more fighty and
you wouldn't be a comic. You'd be an a-hole. You'd be an executive.
I don't know what I'd be. A salesman, I think. He was a salesman. I bet I'd be a salesman.
Okay.
Yeah, but personality-wise, Sean, you know, at some point in your life, you will become your father.
He died 10 years ago, so I hope not.
Oh, well.
Sorry.
It's okay.
And then
I have to be able to joke about everything.
Yeah. Mom's still around, right?
Mom's still around.
Okay,
she's rad.
Up note. We're back.
So in the
I didn't mean to bum you guys out. No, I do. I talk about it all the time.
Hey, our last interview, the person was born in a paper sack left on a toilet, so you're good.
Yeah, I was born in a hospital.
Yay!
In Rapid City, South Dakota, they have those.
That's way too normal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could see Crazy Horse from where I was, but you can look up. You can now. You can look up and see it.
So when you go to Los Angeles and you move down there and you need to be all about diversity, and that's not happening with the Oscars, what's your take on all of that?
What do you mean with like the nominations and everything?
Yes. The whole Oscar's so white hashtag.
Yeah, we don't know if you heard, but they're not letting any more white guys into L.A., so
forget
your dreams.
Trust me, I hear that all the time.
Aw.
I know it's fine, get it. No, I mean, that sucks about the Oscars. It's been like that. It's just a white guy fest, and it always has been.
93%, right.
And it's unfortunate. I mean, it seems like it's slowly changing, but...
Well, they have to die. Once you're a member, sorry, back to that again. But once you're an Academy member, that's it.
Yeah. And somebody who just won an Oscar.
No one ever remembers.
No, not one nominated. Somebody just got nominated, and I can't, it's slipping my mind, but just this person gets to vote in the Oscars for the rest of their life. Okay, we'll say Juicy J. Juicy J's in 3-6 Mafia. He has an Oscar. Right? 3-6 Mafia won an Oscar for the song in Hustle and Flow. So that means that Juicy J gets to vote in the Oscars, and it's the funniest thing to me. Just thinking about Juicy J sitting home.
Yes.
He wore a red sweatsuit to the Oscars when he went, and it's just dope. I like that.
That is great. But like a tracksuit. It was kind of nice.
It was just
Adidas.
It was just so fresh looking, though. And it's just, he's just like, yeah, I'm going to wear this. Definitely not going to wear a tux, and I'm also going to vote in the Oscars for the rest of my life. Juicy J got an Oscar before Martin Scorsese, and I love it.
Wow.
I didn't know that once you won one, that then you're in the Academy. It makes sense that you would get to vote.
I think you just have to be nominated to get to vote. Forever,
oh, really?
I think.
Well, that's
cool. For the rest of your life.
I think.
But that's how that Titanic slowly turns around, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Slowly, but it happens.
Yeah.
Is when the Academy itself has more diversity, then the Oscars themselves, the awards, will be more diverse.
This is interesting. So let me see here. Gerald Molin, a voting member of the Academy, who won Best Picture for producing Schindler's List, said today, you know, you guys need to stop being spoiled brats and stop with the crying racism thing. Just weren't any good movies. No, it is what it is. And then the other person is Charlotte Rampling. I guess she's a British actress. Okay.
I'm sort of disappointed.
It says boycott is racist to white people. So then there's that.
Yeah, I mean, there's always that way of looking at it.
Right.
But it's okay. I'm a straight white guy, and I've been applying to festivals recently. And in some of the festivals, it says, sorry, we're not looking for straight white guys. We're not looking for a ton of straight white men, because we've had them. They're everywhere. And I can't get mad about that. Diversity is good. It's a good thing. You just have to be.
Well, now, wait a second, Sean.
The best straight white guy.
Yeah, right.
You just have to be good.
So then they're not being objective on your talent. I mean, you know, see, this is where this starts to bend a little
bit. Right, but if I were to say,
on your own
that's
merit.
Not fair to me, it's ridiculous. You just have to be talented. I'm good at what I do, right. So I accept. If you're good at what you do, you get the things you deserve, and I really believe that. I mean, it sounds naive, kind of,
right.
But it is working for me. And I'm in a very saturated market. There are a lot of me out there, and I'm doing okay.
But if they have that quota, you know, our box is filled with straight white guys.
Right.
How do you overcome that? How are you going to?
I don't know. I do.
Break down the door.
I do. I mean, I got into this festival.
Well, you're very sharp, and I, you know, I love your act. I looked at it on YouTube, and you're fantastic. So I wish you all the best in Los Angeles, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
It's a great attitude. And don't forget that you also made it to KGO.
I'm here.
You're here. Yes. So, you know, you get down there, KBC is next, and onward and upward you go.
Yeah, K-Rock, right? Isn't that
good
LA?
Yeah, that's where you want to go.
Yes, all those great radio stations. Yeah, it's a great market. And then, I mean, this is one of the great things. And, you know, the executives hate this because all the network bigwigs down there hate the fact that there are so many television shows being produced. So you can get an acting gig. I mean, you know, they hate the Netflix and the Hulus and all of these, you know, show boxes that are busting out all over.
Whatever puts money in that bank so
that's
I can
it, dude.
Keep telling jokes.
Okay, well, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
It is, Sean Jordan, you're going to be appearing.
Yeah, I'll be at Doc's Lab in like 2 hours. I'll be at Piano Fight tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. And I might be at Piano Fight again on Sunday. I'm not sure yet. I haven't heard the final word, but then I'll be at the Punchline at 8 o'clock on Wednesday as well.
All right. Thank you very much, sir. When we come back, we're going to talk about all things Super Bowl with Paul Rogers. But first, let's check in. We'll take a break, and we'll be back on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
Talk radio to feed your brain. The Drex Radio Show, weeknights at 7 on KGO 810.
Why don't we mash up Sarah Palin?
This is a woman.
This is going to be so...
Yeah, right wing and bitter clinging, guns are got, our heads are spinning. Yeah, right wing and bitter clinging, no more pussy footing. Just chill and drill, baby, drill, drill down, left and right, drill down from behind.
I love that she's still doing the drill, baby, drill thing.
Good right God, on. As yep. though she has the greatest hits. But
she
you know
does.
What? I have yeah. to say, I don't know what they did to her voice, but they actually made her somewhat palatable.
Well, that's a remix. Yeah, and hee-haw behind it. Okay, let's welcome Paul Rogers from the KGO News
Sorry,
Studio.
Sorry, Paul.
Oh, you got to love it. It is Sarah Palin. Oh, hold on. We got to get your mic hot there. Yeah. So I want to talk to you about Super Bowl and Super Bowl City, all things Super Bowl. It's on here in San Francisco. We can't wait. So the big game right around the corner, we shall see. Is it going to be Denver? Well, we've got Denver taking on New England this weekend, and then the Panthers and the Cardinals. And from those four teams, we will arrive at two.
Are there two football games on Sunday?
Oh, my God. Yes, it's a huge weekend.
Good Lord, order
Non-stop.
Your pizza now.
Oh, my God. Could it be any better than the Arizona Packers game last weekend, which was just – must have been – do you like football?
I didn't see it.
Oh,
I don't really
God,
follow it.
It was one of the most incredible football game I've ever seen. Yeah.
There was a ginormous Hail Mary, and the guy threw one just last November. It
yes,
was insane.
A couple weeks ago.
I mean, if you see the
Aaron
play,
Rogers.
You're like – whoa.
Aaron Rodgers, a cow guy. Yeah.
This ball into the end zone. No way. How's that guy going to catch that with, like, two guys on either side of him? Bam, he gets it.
Well, and then the lost.
That's the most exciting play in football, right? The
well,
Hail Mary
sure.
passes.
Yeah. But to complete. Do it, but to do it, like, 3 weeks apart, just unbelievable. But then they lost.
Yeah, it turns out they lost.
Turns
after
out
that.
They lost. Okay. And turns out, Paul Rogers, that the city of San Francisco may be the big loser with what's going on in the Super Bowl playing in Santa Clara, but seems San Jose has it together, not so much here.
Yeah, it's turning into kind of a big scandal. A lot of people not happy with what's going on in San Francisco. Santa Clara, which is actually hosting the game,
right.
that's
yes.
where it is, they managed to get the Super Bowl host committee to cover their $3 million bill, but San Francisco, not so much, not covering anything. San Francisco has agreed to swallow $4.8 million that that city is spending to host the Super Bowl city and all the festivities.
So, and what does that $4.8 million even go toward? This we're talking about putting up the tents and the toilets and everything?
I don't know. Yeah, the fencing, police overtime, no
gotcha.
Doubt.
Yeah, the cost of doing business, I would
traffic
say.
Traffic control.
Yeah. yeah. All of that. And by the way, so, you know, this is a big deal. And the city of Minnesota, we were talking about this earlier. Interestingly enough, the city of Minnesota, they're going to be hosting in 2 years.
City of Minneapolis,
I'm
you
sorry.
Mean?
Yes, Minneapolis, Minnesota. What did I say? I said the city of Minnesota. This from the state of Minnesota. I'm playing the Dakota game like we were playing with Sean.
South Dakota, North Dakota.
Right, exactly. So Minneapolis will be hosting. And they're watching us very carefully because this story goes, San Francisco is paying the price for Super Bowl bid secrecy. And quote here, now, then there's the thought of being taken for a ride by the NFL, which collects $10 billion in revenue a year, making it a larger economic entity than the city itself. Santa Clara got the Super Bowl, and San Francisco's getting the traffic and the gridlock, according to Supervisor Jane Kim, as she told the San Francisco Chronicle. So,
and then there's the billboards.
Yeah,
I was driving
right.
up 101,
yep.
and I looked over, and there's a building. I don't know which one it is, but it is a probably about a 30-story building with this huge sign that says Super Bowl 50. It's going up and down. It must be 25 stories
well,
high.
Well, that one I think is okay, right?
Well, but it might not be legal, but it
yeah,
looks okay. Yeah, it looks pretty good.
Okay, to the point. So the city of San Francisco has a law that thou shalt not have any billboards, okay, which I think is cool,
oh.
you know, but things are different on the and that's sign, I'm thinking, well, maybe you let that one slip. But on the side of the some other skyscrapers, tall buildings downtown
in
here.
Embarcadero.
Right. There are actually commercial advertisements on those billboards. And therein lies, I think, the really big problem. Who bent the law?
Yeah, well, the rationale the city is using, the city officials, is this is not a corporate event. It is a civic celebration.
Oh,
yeah.
Do tell. 808-0810. Agree or disagree with
the
that?
The NFL is, I don't believe it is a corporation. It's just an organization of owners, and they are tax-exempt. NFL itself is.
Which is offensive right there.
Yes, it is.
Bookmark that. But there's sponsorships involved. So I believe one of the ones going up and down Embarcadero, is it 4 or 1? I forget which way they're numbered.
I think it's 4.
4 is closer to the water, right. So I think it's like Visa presents, yada, yada, yada. So there's
pride,
these presentations. Yeah, because we all have a Visa card. I don't know. It's just, well, 808-0810, how do you feel? Do you feel like you're a hostage in your own city if you live in San Francisco?
Right. I mean, that's the other big thing. And by the way, so, you know, unfortunately, and this is really the big unfortunate thing with this Super Bowl city that's going to be shutting down a major part, a significant part of San Francisco. And big things are going on that are not so delightful, such as businesses can't get their deliveries and, you know, pedestrians. I don't know. It's just so limited. The traffic's going to be shut down. I have to tell you. And this is where the commuter nightmare begins on Monday.
Yeah, this is in the financial district.
Right.
For almost 3 weeks, they're going to have major thoroughfares shut down. It does seem like maybe they didn't really think this out so carefully.
Oh, I think the $4.8 million bill that the city is going to be funding. By the way, so, you know, Mayor Ed Lee has ordered city departments to cut costs by 3% over the next 2 years. And this fiscal year, we're looking at $100 million in deficit. So, I have to say, the traffic congestion, we'll see what happens. Maybe it'll work. Maybe it won't. But if it doesn't, it's going to hit the fan.
Now, to be fair, the city claims, mayor claims, that this is going to bring $300 million into the city. In hotel, restaurant, shopping, spending by visitors. Of course, he made that promise back in 2012, which is about the same time that he made a promise about the America's Cup and what that would bring us. Well, that failed spectacularly. In fact, it ended up costing the city money.
That's right. We were talking about that earlier.
Oh,
that was the yacht races.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. And it didn't, right. I forget why no one came to that. It didn't have quite the participation that they thought, and I believe it's because to get in, your yacht had to have all these specs, and it ended up being, for any yacht owner, it's like, well, God, it's so expensive, and then I need this type of yacht, and I can't race unless I have this, that, and the other thing, and it just wasn't.
I remember hearing the rationale, but I don't remember what it was, but it made sense. It was something about people didn't want to come for that long a period of time or something like that.
You'd think you'd drop in for a week or so and enjoy other parts of San Francisco. I know
I loved going
to it, but it was nowhere near the throngs and traffic didn't stop. But all of that said, okay, so, you know, A, did you ever go to America's Cup and or were you excited about it? And or will you be attending any of the Super Bowl events or go to Super Bowl City?
Well, the America's Cup thing sounds very hoity-toity, and I could see how people would be very frustrated with that. You know, they're your common average person who just needs to get to work or get business done.
I'll tell you something during the commercials,
I want to take a break here, and when we come back, let's touch on the commute process, and are you sizing that up right now? How the hell are you going to get in and out of this city? 808-0810, because I can tell you this right now, the city is saying, take mass transit, which is going to be overwhelmed, I do believe. If you feel differently, please let me know, 808-0810. Or bike or walk, or have someone drop you off. And I love the last option, which is take a well-deserved 3-week vacation.
Isn't that thoughtful?
Very nice. Have someone drop you off.
You'll deserve a vacation if you live through this.
Oh, my God. Okay. 808-0810. We'll talk about what Bart has in mind and what they're saying coming up next on the Drex Radio Show on KGO-810.
We're KGO-810. News, talk, and traffic.
When news happens, depend on KGO-810. Local news.
The shooting happened on a crowded passenger train that was heading from the East Bay to San Francisco.
National news.
President Obama says he'd like to expand the use of so-called smart guns.
And news from around the world.
A meeting actor Sean Penn had a few months ago with Joaquin El Chapo Guzman led to the drug lord's recapture.
Hear the news and then talk about it. KGO 810. News, talk, and traffic. Talk radio to feed your
Your Brain, the Drex Radio Show, weeknights at 7 on KGO 810.
Thank you for joining me on the weekend. Here we go. And a rainy weekend it will be. And by the way, if you're going up to Tahoe, bring the chains and look out. Matter of fact, helter skelter, because I don't know, blizzard warnings there and snowpocalypse hitting the East Coast. It's so funny. I heard the the afternoon crew with Brett and Nikki. They were talking to somebody in Baltimore, I do believe, and which is very close to where I grew up. And the question was, well, how do you get around there and report the news? Well, you just do. It's snow. Yeah. Well, you're from the Midwest. Yes. What? You just do.
Our comic, Sean Jordan, who was just in, who was born and raised in South Dakota, was like, why are people making such a big deal out of this? And I'm like, oh, yeah, I bet you saw some storms.
Snowpocalypse. Well, in Portland. Yeah, I don't think it's. I wanted to ask him about that. I don't think it snows much in Portland.
Not typically, but it did this winter.
Oh, that's got to be crazy.
Yeah,
because these cities that are not prepared. Now, you got to remember, and I think Washington's screwed, which is kind of cool. right? With all this stuff going on. Damn them
mean
to hell.
Mean girl.
Yeah, right, exactly. Let me play mean girl. It's okay. If the people in Washington imagine they can't get business done because it's snowing for a couple days. Oh, well, but when can they get business done?
Yeah, right? That hasn't changed a difference? Damn thing.
Right.
Thank you, D.C.
So
for
D.C.,
well,
right, Jesus. They won't be able to get anything done. Well, boom, what's new? It's so funny with the snowpocalypse, and they're actually calling it. I think it has a name this year. This
Jonah Brothers.
Jonas, yeah, it's one of the Jonas Brothers. Right on. What's the next one? Zac Efron. Hurricane Zac Efron. Oh, he's so delicious, so shirtless.
Oh my God.
Yes. All right.
Hurricane Harry.
But it reminds me, just talking about the snow and the storm. But do be warned if you're going to Tahoe or the Sierra Nevada over the weekend. It's going to be rough. Lots of snow moving in, and we're going to get a lot of rain here.
Well,
could they
get an avalanche? That's happened.
The
before.
Cool thing is, at the beginning of next week, while we have our traffic Armageddon, probably, we will have sunshine. And in highs in the 60s next week. So, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Right. Oh, I'm so excited. I'm finally going to wash my car and take the top down.
Right on. Well, your top is usually down on a Friday, isn't it?
It's up over my head.
Oh, okay, good.
Especially when Sean Jordan's in the building.
I know, I saw that. Back to Portland, back to the snow thing for just a second. So it's so funny, all the years I worked in San Antonio, Texas, and they would get an ice storm like once or twice a year.
Oh, right.
Right, and it would you'd have to break out the salsa trucks or something because they had nothing to take care of the situation when it comes to
ice.
Yeah,
I was there in Texas for one bad year, and the people went to the grocery stores to stock up on stuff like
insane.
You wouldn't believe.
Right. Yeah, because
and
there's going to be some ice.
And of course it was
ice.
Melted within 2 hours.
Right.
It was no big deal. It was hilarious.
It's the love and oven.
I saw somebody tweet something that was really hilarious. They were like, oh, you laugh now at us people who hoard things before storms, but by Sunday when you're under 6 feet of snow and you don't have a 1972 Chateau Neuf de Pape, who's laughing now, pal?
Yeah, you know? get your gallon of milk and toilet paper was the big item. And you saw
pshaw,
all of that.
Champagne will get you through anything.
Lots of booze. By the way, it's so funny. So they showed exactly what you're talking about. All of the shelves at the grocery stores, people freaking out. Snowpocalypse, right? The Snowmageddon of 2016 on the way.
Yeah.
But growing up in York, Pennsylvania, it would always be one of those things where they would predict it and it was the end of the world, and then we'd get 4 or 5 inches. And that's no big deal. Let me ask you, has it ever snowed in San Francisco?
Yes, but it was the 70s. It's been a while.
Wow.
And then
I can't imagine the nightmare. It would be with anything freezing because everything's elevated.
Well, it was gorgeous. Go back and look at some of the pictures online. They're amazing.
So it could happen again.
It could happen anytime.
It could happen again. Well, anything can happen in the big city. And so what is happening is the commuter nightmare that I think we'll see happens. Let's hope that it doesn't, because unfortunately, if it does, I think that there will be hell to pay. People are going to go insane because, with the city telling people, and I have to say the civic leaders of the city telling people to use mass transit or bicycle or walk or have someone drop them off ain't going to get it. A million people every day. And by the way, You have to hear me out on this. Even if you don't have to come into the city of San Francisco, just imagine if you did. Because what happens here is every single day, a million people commute into the city. And every night, a million people leave the city. Okay, so they have to get in and out some way. So telling people to walk, bike, or have someone drop them off, or take a well-deserved vacation, or use mass transit isn't necessarily going to get it.
I wonder if I could rent out my living room here in the city for people that just don't want to keep going back and forth.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, duh.
Yes, yes. Me and my significant other have already tried to figure it out. And so she left very early. You know, if you go to the Bard, you can download the app Bard Easy, and we both did. So, for instance, we would go to the Rock Ridge station. So it says on there that the lot fills up at 7:25. It tells you when it's going to be filled up, okay? Mm-hmm. Which is it's a cool app. And I highly suggest that you get your Clipper card, I think at Walgreens.
Anywhere,
wherever they sell them. And do get them. But, again, have somebody drop you off. This is going to be an Uber and Lyft dream come true, okay? And I'm not, this is not, somebody asked me earlier when I was talking about, are you doing a spot for Uber? No, Goober, I'm not.
I was just
going to
say that. Hear that? He said Lyft.
Right, I did say Lyft.
I thought you were like on the take.
But so check this. This is from BART, okay? This is on the BART page. So we're thinking, and I loved, you know, her idea, let's try it out if you go early enough. And by the way, Drex, since you're going in the middle of the afternoon, even the permit parking, you can park there. You should be able to find a space. Except that when you look at the BART page, if you want to use mass transit from anywhere around the bay into the city, it says, plan on limited parking. Unless riders have a monthly permit, BART strongly encourages riders to avoid driving themselves to a BART station, as lots are expected to be busier than usual. So here it comes. Consider mass transit to the BART station.
Mass transit,
right, okay.
Yeah.
carpooling, bicycling, or I love this one, or have someone drop you off. Jeff Bezos, can you pick me up with one of your drones, please? What the hell? Have someone drop me off. Surge charging, cha-ching.
Oh, yeah. Woo.
Yeah. And so I think this is where the cluster begins, because I'm trying to do the math. If there's no parking, and there won't be, okay, so then I want to use Uber, I would think that, or Lyft, or whatever other ride service, ride-sharing option is out there, I would think that they'll be absolutely insanely busy. Mm-hmm. So to go 5 miles will cost you $60. And then, you know, let's hope that they are going to add more cars to the trains. That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, a wing and a prayer, folks. A wing and a prayer. Let's hope that they got it right. Let's hope that they got it right. Now, you know, I will say this. It's a fantastic thing, and I'm not trying to, you know, hey, who doesn't want to have Super Bowl 50? It's fantastic. But that's in Santa Clara, and San Jose did, I think they did it right. They're all like, woohoo, bring it on, we're ready. We're ready for all the revenue. It's going to make us, you know, we're going to cash in. You know, and I think they did their due diligence,
well,
but we'll see what happens.
But for them, it's basically just the one day, right?
Well, San Jose is completely booked and sold out, and they have their own
things going on.
Yeah,
but
all
I mean,
the hotels are 100%.
Yeah, like we've got this protracted length of this Super Bowl city here, and there it's all about February 7th,
right.
You know,
yeah.
Bam.
And then the homeless situation, we'll touch on that next, along with ideas of how to clean that up. Yeah, we need to clean up the city. We'll discuss coming up after the top of the hour. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.